I'm Ashley McGee. I'm a health coach, military officer, and military spouse. I'm passionate about helping military women live their happiest and most abundant lives by improving their health. If you're looking for actionable tips and tricks to get healthier while balancing your hectic life, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Healthy Women Warriors Podcast. Hey, what's up? I'm Ashley McGee, and for this week's episode, we are going to be talking about ways to feel approval and recognition so you're not reliant on external validation. And what I mean by this is, like, you know, if you get passed over for a promotion or something like that, it can be really, really frustrating. So how can you feel good in yourself? How can you feel fulfilled even if maybe you're not getting the results you want to see at work? So that's what we're talking about today. But before I dive in, I want to first give you a quick apology. So if you are used to seeing this podcast in your feed every week, you've probably noticed that I've been absent a couple weeks. And I've talked before about my workload, struggles with overwhelm and burnout. And the last couple weeks, I was on travel. I went to the Middle East for work. And then as soon as I got back, I got sick. And I thought to myself, okay, I can stress myself out and really try to get an episode out, even though, you know, I'm not necessarily set up for that right now. There's a lot going on. Or I can give myself some grace, give myself some flexibility, and know that you will understand, because you're here because you know what it's like to be living that military lifestyle and trying to balance all the things. And sometimes you fall short. And it takes, I hope, courage to admit it when we are feeling like we're in that place. But ultimately, I want to make sure that I show up for you consistently and in a way that you can rely on. And so with that being said, I'm actually going to change the publishing schedule of the Healthy Women Warriors podcast to being every other week. So just freeing myself up a little bit of space so I can continue to show up and serve you, which is something I love to do, but in a way that is in alignment with the season I'm in right now, which there is a lot in the season with, you know, transitioning out of the military and still working my job and just a lot of unknowns. So I am grateful to you that you're here. And thank you in advance for understanding where I'm coming from. And I hope you continue to listen and find value. And eventually, when the time is right, we will go back to every single week. But right now, every other week, I think is where it's at. So just wanted to give you that up front so you're aware of what is happening. So now let's get into this episode and talk about approval, recognition, validation, all of the things. And why is this important? It is all too common to not feel like we're getting the recognition we deserve, especially in the military. So I talked about being passed over for promotion. Maybe you don't get the orders you want, or you feel like your career is stagnating. It can be a challenge to feel motivated to keep working hard, to keep showing up day after day and doing the work. You want to do a good job. You have that motivation, but part of you feels like, what's the point? If I'm doing all of these things, if I'm going above and beyond and no one seems to notice or doesn't seem to matter in the end, what is the point? And unfortunately, promotions and orders are outside of our control. But how can you create fulfillment and satisfaction for yourself? That's what we're digging into today. And the inspiration for this topic actually came up with a client, and it got me thinking about how common it is. In the last 2 weeks, I've talked to a couple others that didn't get the orders they wanted after doing hardship tours. And their response has been, F it, I'll retire. And so this isn't just about, you know, you feeling good in what you're doing, but ultimately it's affecting whether or not good people choose to stay in the military and choose to continue serving. So it is an important topic. And so why do we want this? Why is it so important to have this recognition, this validation, this approval? We want to feel our contributions matter and that the work we do is valued, especially considering the sacrifices we make. When you are dedicating yourself to this military career and you're doing all the things, going through the hardships, to go through all of that and at the end of the day not feel like it was valued or appreciated is kind of a gut punch, right? So it matters. And when you have gone all in, you're like, okay, I'm going to do the career. You do have expectations of advancement and what your career should look like. You see your peers around you, you see your leaders, and it's extremely frustrating and disappointing to feel like you've done everything right, and yet you can't seem to advance or promote. There's this mismatch of expectations versus reality, again, because you're seeing other people promoting around you. You have this expectation of, you know, when you sign up, you kind of get the map of, well, here's what a career, you know, in the military looks like. And when that doesn't actually materialize, it's really frustrating. And the last reason why this is so important is when you make hard decisions, when you have to make hard decisions, and we all have that position on placed on us at some point or another, right? We all have to make difficult decisions at some point. You want to have faith that A, you're making the right decision, but also B, that others are going to have your back. And so you're looking at your professional reputation, you're looking at your work values. And if you are not convinced that people appreciate the work that you do and they acknowledge it and recognize it, then it can be a lot scarier to make those decisions, feel comfortable making them, and feel comfortable knowing that folks will back you up if that's necessary. So this is why it's so important. So how do we do this? How do we, you know, there's so much that's outside of our control. How can we create that recognition, that acknowledgement, that fulfillment for ourselves, that satisfaction? And the first piece is I encourage you to focus on the parts of your job that bring you satisfaction. And there's a couple examples I can give you. So for me, I have always found a lot of value in helping others and helping sailors. So if that's something that resonates with you, you know, thinking about how you help your sailors or your soldiers, how you mentor, or maybe you're actually attached to a project, seeing that project come to completion can be really satisfying. And going back to kind of the helping piece and the mentorship piece, has someone else had success because you helped them? Because even though, you know, you may not be getting direct recognition, if you have helped someone else and they are receiving recognition, you know, I would take some satisfaction in that, knowing that you were able to help another person and at least their contributions are getting recognized in a way where we, you know, formally recognize them. So being proud of others that you've helped along the way. Second piece is check your mindset. Surround yourself with positive, uplifting people. This is so important because it is so easy to create this like negativity echo chamber for ourselves because we have all been frustrated with the military. We've all been frustrated with our job at one time or another. And rather than seeking that out, because it can feel really satisfying to just like talk about all the things that have gone wrong that have made you so mad in the military with other people that have also had these experiences and you start like one-upping each other's stories, it that can feel like very attractive and satisfying. But I encourage you to not seek that out and actually spend time with the people that are positive and enjoyable to be around. The folks that actually make you want to come to work every day and make you have a little bit more positive outlook on the job. Another thing you can do for your mindset is practicing affirmations for self-worth, for value. And you know I love positive affirmations because your brain believes what you tell it. I should just have that tattoo somewhere. I feel like I say that so often. But truly, your brain believes what you tell it, and you can trick your mind into feeling more satisfaction, feeling more fulfilled. And so some examples of affirmations that I have for you is simply saying, you know, I have value. My organization is better because I'm here. My contributions matter. I'm professionally respected. If any of those resonate with you, write them down. Like, pause this podcast, write them down, put them on a post-it note, and start saying those to yourself. You can even, if you're not a post-it note on a mirror person, create a reminder in your phone where it pops up every day, those affirmations, and you take a second to at least read them. Bonus points if you say them to yourself, because that's really where the magic happens. But at least read them. The more you start to intake those affirmations, the more you will start to feel differently about your place in the workplace and how much value you bring. And the last kind of piece of advice I have for you is to consider your options. And part of this frustration can be in feeling stuck or feeling helpless, right? Feeling like, well, nothing I do matters, but I'm stuck in a contract, or I don't know what to do. And so I guess I'm just stuck in this position. But, you know, you can work with a mentor or work with a coach and consider your options. So, if we're looking specifically at promotions, is there something that looked adverse to a board? Talk to a mentor and say, hey, like, let's look through my record. Let's see why I'm getting passed over. Is there something obvious? Is there something I'm lacking that I can, try to address to look better on the next round? Maybe it's time to consider another career or employer. I mean, I talked earlier, right? Like, I'm transitioning out, and not necessarily because I don't feel like my value is recognized in my organization, but I'm tired of doing this work. So instead of saying, well, I guess I'll just keep going because I do have the option to continue to promote and advance, and I'm going to pull chocks because life's too short to do something you don't love. that's the way I feel about it. But if that feels a little a little too aggressive or a little too extreme of an option, maybe you can look at finding more fulfillment in another department or division. Sometimes depending on where you're stationed, you might have options for what job you're doing, and if you are feeling unfulfilled, frustrated, or there's aspects of the job that really make you dread coming to work every day, maybe have a conversation with, supervisor or someone that at least you can bounce the idea off of to say, hey, I'm not super happy in this position, but I know, we have some space over here, and I think I would actually do really great at that. Do you think there's any reason, any way that I could maybe make that switch? Just have the conversation. I think we get stuck so often where it's like, okay, I don't like where I'm at, but I'm afraid to ask the question. I'm afraid to have the conversation. And most of the time, the worst thing that can happen is they say no. But, our military is evolving and changing. We're talking about mental health. We're talking about, work-life balance and career fulfillment. And, as the military struggles with retention, these topics are going to only continue to be more and more valuable. So even if earlier in your career, you maybe didn't feel like you could have these conversations because they wouldn't have been well received, I encourage you to try again, because we have grown and adapted a lot. And if you do feel stuck where there's not really anyone in your command that you feel like you can talk to, then seek a mentor outside or seek a coach. There's so many Facebook groups. There are, there's just a ton of resources. And they can help you, again, move forward. Because so much of, I think, this frustration comes from feeling stuck. So look at ways that you can make forward progress in whatever that makes sense for you. So I hope you found this episode helpful. I feel like this is something all of us have struggled with at one time or another in our career. And so my call to action for you today is to share this episode with someone that is in this place of struggling with this, because I know you know someone is. We all know someone that is feeling this right now. And so share this with them. And again, just be that positive influence for someone else, because maybe someone else is stuck in a really negative headspace and you can help them too. So again, I hope you found a ton of value in this episode. I hope at least got you thinking about how you can create more satisfaction and fulfillment in your work life. And until next week, keep on living your healthiest and most abundant life. And I will talk to you actually in 2 weeks. I'll talk to you soon.
You've just finished another episode of the Healthy Women Warriors podcast. If you like the show, can you do me a favor? Go rate and review it. I would really appreciate it. And once you do, post a picture and tag at Ash McGee Coach so I can shout you out. Talk to you next week.